From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The violence in Syria took a new turn today. It crossed the border into Turkey. Syrian government forces opened fire on civilians who had fled to Turkey. Two refugees were killed, and a Turkish medic was among the wounded. As NPR's Grant Clark reports, Turkish officials say it's the first time Syria has fired over the border since the uprising began over a year ago.
Distraught Syrian refugees loading a man's lifeless body into an ambulance, the drama captured on amateur video. Residents in this refugee camp of around 10,000 people just inside the Turkish border say they came under fire from the Syrian side of the border some 900 feet away. This man, who was afraid to give his name for safety reasons, says the attack near the southwestern town of Kilis followed clashes between Syrian forces and rebel fighters in the Syrian border town of Ezaz. Some civilians fled the battle and crossed the border to the camp. Not long after, the refugees came under sniper fire. Officials in the Turkish capital summoned Syrian diplomats to demand an end to the border violence. Upset camp residents today protested security conditions there. They accused Turkish police at the camp of standing by during the shooting, only intervening to help get the wounded to a hospital. This refugee says they came to Turkey to feel safe, but now they don't feel it at all. Our houses, the tents they've made for us, they're all shot with bullets.
All the refugees in all the camps are angry about this situation.
That's Khaled Al-Ali, a spokesman for the rebel Free Syria Army, based at another refugee camp in nearby Hatay.
We hope that the Turkish government may start something about safety zones or buffer zone.
Today's attack marked a bloody start to a week that was meant to herald a ceasefire. The deal unraveled at the weekend after Syria announced it would not withdraw its troops from urban centers without a written guarantee that rebel groups would quit fighting too. The rebels vowed to lay down their arms if the military retreated, but offered no written guarantees. The special envoy who drew up the ceasefire plan, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, is due to visit border refugee camps in Turkey tomorrow. Grant Clark, NPR News, Beirut.